Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Virtually Speaking. My name is Yang Cho. I am a technology evangelist at the Microsoft. I'm focusing on hybrid cloud. This is a three-part series on Windows Azure Infrastructure Services Quick Start Kit, QSK. QSK is a small tool that I wrote to help IT professional better understand how Windows Azure Infrastructure Services work, how Windows Azure PowerShell works. So in this three-part series, I am going through the facts, the prerequisite, and in part two, I will talk about the PowerShell itself, the structure of the PowerShell, and then in part three, I actually run the QSK in a PowerShell IE session, and then you can get the user experience in terms of what it actually deliver and all these insights of Windows Azure IaaS deployment and also Windows Azure PowerShell. I hope you will enjoy the series. Let's get started on part one.
Welcome to Windows Azure IaaS Quick Start Kit presentation. This is part one, which I will talk about the facts and the prerequisites of QSK. My name is Yang Cho, and I am a technology evangelist at the Microsoft. I focus much on hybrid cloud, and on the screen you see my personal blog, that is yungchou.com, and my Twitter handler, that is yungchou. I welcome you to follow me in Twitter, and let's get connected in social networks. This presentation is specifically to QSK version 2.0, which deploys a set of virtual machines into a cloud service in Windows Azure with a load balancer. And all the virtual machines are also put in an availability set. This kit is intended for self-study on Windows Azure Infrastructure Services, and as well as Windows Azure PowerShell. There's no virtual network in the scripts, and there's no error handling or optimization of any kind. And this kit is intended for self-study. There's a number of artifacts that QSK will create in a PowerShell session. One of them is the session ID, which is based upon a prefix and also the timestamp when you run the script. And you can use your initial and combine with the timestamp that will make the session ID unique. There's a number of Windows Azure resources that created. One of them is Affinity Group, which associates the deployment with a geographic region. There's also a cloud service, which is a container for you to add all your virtual machines into the cloud service. A storage account that associates with the Affinity Group to store all the VHD and all the configuration or whatever you have created. A set of virtual machines that will be deployed into the cloud service. This whole set of virtual machines is intended for you to represent a particular architecture layer in your entire application architecture. For instance, this can be your front end, that all the front end server, which are the virtual machines, are in the same cloud service, which is your URL for your user to access. Each virtual machine also have a data disk attached. And all the virtual machines are put into an availability set, which will eliminate a single point of failure due to data center hardware. I also put all the virtual machines into a load balancer, such that when you access the cloud service, it will go through a round-robin algorithm to distribute the workload. If you want to know more about Windows Azure IaaS deployment methodology, you can reference this blog, that is ak.ms/Azure IaaS method. The first prerequisite for running QSK is you must have a Windows Azure subscription. You can go to ak.ms/R2 and select from the drop-down list to get a 30-day free trial with $200 credit for you to deploy Windows Azure resources. Just from the drop-down list, when you select the third one, that will kick off a registration process for you to acquire a 30-day free trial. Once you have the account activated, And then you can proceed to the next step, which is to install Windows Azure PowerShell module. The installation instructions are readily available in ak.ms/azure-cmdlet. That's Azure C-M-D-L-E-T-S. Once you go there, follow the instruction and to install Windows Azure PowerShell module. After that, then you can do get Azure publish settings file, which basically will acquire the certificate from your target Windows Azure subscription, and you will save that file in your local device, and then you can import that file using import Azure publish settings file, and that basically installs the certificate for you such that you can have a secure connection with your Windows Azure subscription. If you not already set the execution policy to remote signed, you need to do so. And also I recommend once you finish the installation, do an explicit update help such that you can get the latest PowerShell help file that's been published. Here's the user experience of installing Windows Azure PowerShell module. You go to the website, and from there, some point in time, you will come to the command line tools and install that, and which will bring you to this page, and this is the module that you need to install. And you can run it directly, which will bring up Windows Web Platform Installer. And from here, you can go ahead and install it. And it will show you what modules, what components are to be installed. Once you accept the agreement, then it will go ahead and install the module for you. When you finish, it will list it out what's been installed. And then if you want to, you can certainly use the Web Platform Installer to install additional components if you want to. Once you finish installation from your start page or from your application page, you can do a search on Azure and you'll find out a list of Windows Azure resources for the PowerShell module, and you can actually ping the PowerShell module to your taskbar, and you can from your taskbar to bring up the ISV. Once you have the PowerShell ISE up and running, you can certainly do an update help like I do here, and you can go ahead and proceed getting the certificate and import the certificate. And if not already, you need to set the execution policy, and you can certainly execute some simple command to make sure you have connectivity with Windows Azure PowerShell module. Here I'm showing you I'm simply using the get Azure location, which will show me geographic regions that Windows Azure have the data center. And once you have that connected, you're ready to go. Again, if you did not set the execution policy to remote sign, you need to do so. Another thing is you need to acquire the QSK content, which you can download from ak.ms/QSK. Once you get that zip file, you extract it, and there's a README file. Within the README file, you notice I indicated you need to rename the script file to a PS1 extension such that it knows it's a PowerShell script. Once you rename that, eventually your QSK package should look like this. At this time, you're ready to run the QSK. And the resources that I've mentioned in this presentation, Windows Azure 30-day free trial from ak.ms/r2, you will install the Windows Azure PowerShell module. And from this ak.ms/azure-cmdlet, you can acquire Windows Azure IaaS QSK from ak.ms/QSK. I also invite you to subscribe my blog, follow me in Twitter. If you have any question or you have any announcement, any question you want to ask about QSK, you can use the hashtag.
Okay, so in part one, we talk about all the artifacts that QSK will create, and we talk about how you set up Windows Azure PowerShell, and I also show you some additional resources you can get prepared. In next episode, in the part two, we are going to walk through the QSK PowerShell. I look forward to seeing you again.